1025 KNIX Country. It's Tim and Willie in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined right now here, Tim and Willie in the morning, by the some of the cast of Reno 911 Miami. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you?
Sir, pleasure to be here with you, sir.
We have Lieutenant Jim Dangle.
That's me in the shorts.
Yes.
Deputy Junior.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, Travis Junior is here, and Officer Judy Trudy Weigel.
Hi, it's Trudy Weigel. Nice to
Weigel.
See you. Good morning.
Weigel, sorry.
That right.
Now, how did how did you get from Reno to Miami in this film?
We took the Econo route bus, and it was about 4-day ride or so.
You really get to know people when you're on a 4-day bus ride with them. And a little tip: they have an on-off pass on the bus that makes you can get off the bus and back on it again. Splurge! It's worth the extra
$7 Yeah, whatever it is, it's worth
it. The bathrooms aren't as great as you think they would be.
Uh-huh. There is no real first class on the Econo route bus.
No,
not so much. Things have changed there. Can you back up here and let's talk about the show. What's with the shorts? The shorts are awfully short.
Yes, they are awfully short, but they have to be. Mm-hmm. This is not – I don't wear them as a goof. I don't wear them for funsies. If they happen to accidentally look very, very good and sexy, that's just residual happenstance. I wear them because they're a weapon. Oh. When I'm in these, I'm a walking, talking leg weapon.
It's a bonus. Huh.
So noted. So noted.
Yeah, I'll watch me. You want to see me kick?
So
yeah,
you move easy.
Want to see a kick? I move like Tommy Toon crossed with the lethal force of a Komodo dragon.
Oh,
ready?
Wow.
Ready?
Wow. Yeah. Get this. Look out, everybody.
Oh.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Truly terrifying.
Man.
Terrifying, isn't it?
It is
scary
pretty terrifying.
As a rocket. Yeah.
Describe some of the differences fighting crime in Reno and then Miami like you do in the movie.
Well, in Reno, we have a lot of problems. We got a crystal methamphetamine problem.
Yep.
We got a morbid obesity problem.
Yep.
You would think that those would be mutually exclusive, but no. Somehow,
no, it's weird.
People are managed to do both. In Miami, it's a good-looking criminal set down
there.
Oh,
my goodness. They literally have, I guess, what you the doctors would call buns of steel.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Reno, the morbid obesity is actually an advantage for us.
Right. Yeah. Easy to catch. Not so many places for them to hide.
Nope.
Yeah, that's very true. Down there in Miami, they're all topless and oiled up, and you can't
down into a banana hammock. It's real hard to get your it's hard to get your hands on them. Try as we may.
It's
distracting.
Bunch.
Very
yeah.
distracting.
Oh,
very distracting. You're only distracted though if you're actually trying to focus.
Uh-huh.
That's the issue.
We keep our minds completely blank as often as we can, which allows us. To
what was the question?
What was I saying? Was I talking out loud?
We're here with the cast of Reno 911 Miami.
All right, that's who we are.
Opens in theaters
February
23rd. Let me ask you this: and I've not been to Miami myself. I see some of the shows. Your CSI Miami, your Miami Vice, and some of those. But occasionally, like in the South Beach area, I believe it is, you'll see two grown men. Without shirts on, dancing together. Is that the kind of thing?
That was, first off, if you're referring to me specifically, that guy, okay, that was taken out of context.
Okay.
I met that dude, and I thought.
You declared a dance off.
I said, let's dance off. He thought that his salsa was more powerful. It was like a kung fu thing.
It was not like, it wasn't
yes,
a kung fu
It
thing.
Was like a kung fu thing.
But it turned into a hug off.
There was a
Most
little.
Things do.
Yeah.
I never got to tell my side of it.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a dance off with two gentlemen in thongs, and I apologize.
Okay.
I've apologized, and I'll apologize again.
Okay.
Them shows like CSI, they're just, you know, being a real police officer, that ain't realistic.
No.
You know, what they do is they get a clue, they figure out the crime, and they catch the bad guy, and that ain't life.
Not how it goes.
That's not how it works.
No. Not in an hour, huh?
No.
Not in an hour. Not ever.
No, not in an hour.
You commit a murder, 50-50 chance we'll even find out about it.
Yeah.
at all.
So come to Reno.
Come to Reno. Very comforting to know that you've got it covered. Well, listen, we wish you the best with the movie and the success. We appreciate what you do fighting crime in the streets of Reno, Phoenix, wherever you are.
Are you talking to us?
Yes.
Oh, wow. No one's ever said that before. Thanks.
Reno 911 Miami opens at theaters on February 23rd. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Sir, yes, sir.
Thank you.